Hey you guys, how's everyone doing today? It seems to me that podcast episode 227 has made quite the impression on a couple of you listeners. How do I know? Because a couple of you listeners have messaged me to tell me that you can't stop listening to the song Jolene, performed by Dolly Parton. And for some of you, it was the very first time listening to Dolly. That's actually pretty cool. I'm glad you enjoyed the episode. Today's episode serves as a follow-up to episode 227. So today's episode is kind of like a continuation of the previous episode. In this podcast, we'll dive into Beyoncé's rendition of the song Jolene, rendition. By the way, here we have our very first new word, the noun rendition. Beyoncé's rendition of the song Jolene means Beyoncé's version of the song Jolene. I've mentioned to you that recently Beyoncé released her debut country music album, which includes her unique take on the timeless classic Jolene. Beyoncé's version of Jolene, a song originally written and performed by Dolly Parton, showcases her unique interpretative skills, bringing a fresh perspective to the classic track. However, so that we can truly analyze Beyoncé's rendition of Jolene, we first have to understand the backstory. Yes, you guys, the backstory is really important. So listen carefully and be patient with my explanations because I really want you to understand the backstory. In 2016, Beyoncé released one of her albums called Lemonade. Perhaps you know by now that Beyoncé is married to one of the most powerful rappers in the world, the rapper Jay-Z, or Sean Corey Carter, as he is known by his birth name. Anyway, apparently the album Lemonade was all about Jay-Z's alleged affairs with other women. In other words, apparently Beyoncé's album Lemonade is all about the time when her husband Jay-Z was cheating on her with other women. It's interesting because on that album there is a song called Sorry, and I would like to share only one part of that song with you here, just so you can fully understand the story that I am trying to share with you all here. In the song Sorry, Beyoncé says, "Looking at my watch, he should have been home. Today, I regret the night I put that ring on. He always got them effing excuses. I pray to the Lord you reveal what his truth is. I left a note in the hallway. By the time you read it, I'll be far away. I'm far away, but I ain't effing with nobody. Let's have a toast to the good life. Suicide before you see this tear fall down my eyes. Me and my baby, we gonna be all right. We gonna live a good life. Big homie better grow up. Me and my ladies about to stroll up. I see them boppers in the corner. They sneaking out the back door. He only wants me when I'm not there. He better call Becky with the good hair. He better call Becky with the good hair." So she is basically saying, "I am looking at my watch and it's late. At this time, my husband should have been home, but he's not." So that's suspicious, right? Like, why is he not home yet? Where is he? What is he doing? Then she says, "Today, I regret the night I put that ring on. In other words, she's saying, today, I regret ever marrying you. So basically, at this point of the song, as a listener, you start getting the idea that there are some problems going on in their marriage, that they are going through some type of marital crisis or marriage challenges, which are probably connected to some type of trust problems. Remember here, she just said in the song, hey, it's late and my husband is not at home yet. She also said, by the way, that he always got them effing excuses. In other words, he always has some types of explanations as to why he's late. To make a long story short, she basically says in the song that she is getting ready to leave her husband together with her child. She also finishes that verse by saying, he only wants me when I'm not there. In other words, he only wants me when he is about to lose me. Then she finishes the song by saying, he better call Becky with the good hair. You see, guys, it's the Becky with the good hair part that I want you to pay attention to. Because I don't know if any of you guys remember the 2016 Lemonade, Beyoncé's album release, but that phrase, Becky with the good hair, became a huge mystery on the internet. Everyone wanted to know who Becky with the good hair was. Because people, especially Beyoncé's fans, were convinced that Becky with the good hair was, in fact, the woman that her husband was having an affair with. So now, you might say, but why are you telling us this, teacher? Because in Beyoncé's rendition of Jolene, Dolly Parton herself says a couple of words to Beyoncé where she speaks with a very strong southern accent, and she says, hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly P. You know that hussy with the good hair you sing about? Reminded me of someone I knew back when. Except she has flaming locks of auburn hair. Bless her heart. Just a hair of a different color, but it hurts just the same. Now, let me explain quickly here what Dolly is actually saying. She starts the conversation by asking, you know that hussy with the good hair you sing about? Now, the word hussy is actually a derogatory word towards women. In other words, it's an offensive word towards women. It's like saying, hey, you know that woman with low morals that you were singing about? That's what hussy means. And then she goes on to connect Beyoncé's story about Becky with the good hair to her own personal story in reference to that red-haired bank teller that her husband had a crush on. Then she says, bless her heart, which, by the way, is a very southern thing to say, because bless her heart can either mean, oh, bless her, what a lovely person she is, or it can mean, I hate that person type of thing. Does that make sense? So the meaning of bless her heart changes depending on the context. In this case, as you can imagine, Dolly's goal is not to be kind to the woman that her husband had a crush on. So that's why she's calling her a hussy. And that's why she's saying bless her heart. So right there, at the start of Beyoncé's rendition of Jolene, Dolly Parton herself kind of sympathizes with Beyoncé by saying, hey, trust me, I know how you must have felt. I kind of went through a similar thing. But then Beyoncé comes in and starts her rendition of Jolene, and she definitely shocked me when I first heard the song, because she started the song by saying, Jolene, 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 I'm warning you, don't come for my man. Woo. You can immediately feel here that Beyoncé is not going to be as polite as Dolly when it comes to sending out a message to the other woman. Beyoncé is definitely firm in her message, and she says it like she means it. In other words, her message is clear, which is, Don't come near my man or else. So now, go back and listen to both versions of the song again and tell me in the comment section, which one do you like the most? As always, thank you for listening. Stay curious and keep on learning. I'll be back next Monday with yet another episode.